Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Monday morning in 69 degrees. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices have dropped slightly.
Gasoline prices slipped 3 cents a gallon to $2.63 at the pump for regular grade in the past 3 weeks, and they're down 20 cents over 10 weeks. That, of course, is about to change since about half of Saudi Arabia's oil production has been crippled by these drone attacks. And it can't be known whether the price hike that we can expect will be big or huge.
Lundberg says San Francisco had the highest average price per gallon at $3.62. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, again, had the lowest price average at $2.11 per gallon. Pair of crashes on Kellogg late Saturday evening injured at least seven people in Wichita. First crash reported in the westbound lanes of Kellogg near I-135. 2 to 3 vehicles involved, injuring five people, one of them critically. At about the same time, another crash reported on West Kellogg near Dugan. It reportedly started as a traffic stop on Kellogg between Tyler and Ridge Road. For some unknown reason, the driver, the vehicle sped away and later crashed near Dugan. Two people were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A Missouri woman was killed in a three-vehicle crash in Kansas Saturday after she collided head-on with another driver.
The accident happened just before 1 p.m. on U.S. Highway I-70 near mile marker 150. 40-year-old Monica Miller was driving westbound on U.S. Highway I-70 when she lost control of her vehicle and drifted into the eastbound lane and into the path of an oncoming Volvo. Miller's Saturn Ion then spun around the side of the Volvo and hit a third vehicle before coming to rest on the north shoulder of the westbound lanes. She died at the hospital of her injuries. The occupants of the other vehicles were not seriously injured. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
House Democrats press for answers from the president's former campaign manager this week, and lawmakers must also figure out how to avoid a government shutdown.
The House Judiciary Committee holds a hearing tomorrow on presidential obstruction of justice and abuse of power, the first hearing since passing a resolution establishing rules for an impeachment investigation.
We will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler says a series of hearings are planned to go beyond the Mueller report, including tomorrow's session with former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, a witness in the special counsel's obstruction of justice investigation. House leaders are also expected to begin work this week on a short-term spending bill with an October 1st deadline threatening a government shutdown. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Trump is set to host a foreign aide, a foreign head of state, that is, this week.
The president will host Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Friday for the administration's second state dinner. Morrison scored a surprise victory in May to win a three-year term as prime minister. President Trump met with Morrison for a working dinner at the Group of 20 summit last month, where the president highlighted the long-standing relationship between the U.S. and Australia. Trade is likely to be a key talking point during the upcoming state visit. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear, warm and breezy this morning, then sunny and hot again this afternoon. We should get to 92 for the high with south winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Clear through tonight, our low 72. Sunny and low 90s again on Tuesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 69 degrees. 8:35, Steve and Ted, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, starting off with a couple of obituaries. We've lost a couple of people in the entertainment world, Ted.
In the world of music. Yeah. Started out with the death of Eddie Money.
Eddie Money, the singer-songwriter whose music soundtracked the 80s, died after a battle with cancer. He was 70 years old. Money revealed he was battling stage 4 esophageal cancer during his Access TV series Real Money. Baby, hold on to his family adding in a statement, "We cannot imagine our world without him. We are grateful that he will live on forever through his music." Money, whose real name is Eddie Mahoney, was on track to join the family business. His grandfather, father, and brothers were all New York policemen until his music career took off. Among his hits, Baby Hold On and Two Tickets to Paradise. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the death of the lead singer of The Cars, Rick Ocasek, discovered passed away yesterday at the age of 75.
The iconic leader of The Cars, Ocasek, was found unconscious and unresponsive in his New York City townhouse Sunday. The medical examiner's office will determine a cause of death, but police say there were no signs of foul play. The Cars shot to fame with their new wave music in the 1970s and 80s, with such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Drive. The band was inducted last year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sue Gosman, Fox News.
A couple of deaths in the music industry. In fact, it was 10 years ago today that Mary Travers passed away from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Right.
Yeah. Great voice and iconic folk singer as well. All right, let's take a look at Felicity Huffman becoming the first parent in the Operation Varsity Blues college admission scandal to be sentenced. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
As for Lori Loughlin, she and her fashion designer husband are accused of paying 30 times more than Huffman in this college admission scam, a total of $500,000 to get their daughters into USC, allegedly going as far as staging pictures of their daughters posing as fake athletes. The couple didn't plead guilty to charges of conspiracy to commit fraud and money laundering. The celebrity couple has a status hearing scheduled for October 2nd. They're among 50 prominent people, including other parents and coaches accused of being involved in this widespread scheme.
And Huffman will begin her prison sentence in late October. Dancing with the Stars back on ABC tonight.
The competitive dance hit Dancing with the Stars returns with an all-new cast. This season, celebrities tapping their way towards the coveted Mirror Ball Trophy include supermodel and actress Christie Brinkley, The Office star Kate Flannery, country artist Lauren Elena, The Bachelorette Hannah Brown, Supreme singer Mary Wilson, former Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek, NBA champ Lamar Odom, Queer Eye star Karamo Brown, and former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, a move that did not sit well with some in Hollywood, including host Tom Bergeron. This season, the ABC show changed up the voting, installed a brand new set, and added two new professional dancers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see how things shook out at the box office for the movies this weekend.
The competitive dance hit Dancing with the Stars
returns with
an all-new
cast. It Chapter 2 brought in over $40 million to keep the clown Pennywise at the top spot in its second week.
I've seen all of us die. It consumes us from the inside until we don't have a choice anymore. You lie.
Coming in at number 2, the new movie Hustlers. It tells the true story of some New York City strippers who start a con that involves drugging their wealthy clients while running up their credit card bills. Hustler stars Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu, who appeared in the hit Crazy Rich Asians.
We're a family now. A family with money.
It earned $33 million above expectations.
These are my coworkers.
Jobs, please.
What if somebody calls the cops?
And says what?
I spent $5,000 at a strip club. Send help.
Gerard Butler's Angel Has Fallen finished third. That's Fox on Film.
Ken Burns' documentary on country music, Part 1, was last night on PBS.
The 8-part, 16-hour Ken Burns epic Country Music tells the story of American country music.
It's phenomenally great music about people who felt their stories weren't being told.
The epic documentary is possibly in between tales of divisive racial politics and discrimination, his most upbeat piece of work yet. It delves deep into the people that made country music great.
My dad, he worked out all of his problems on stage.
Country music also illustrates all the different genres that make it up. The gospel hymns, the blues, Appalachian songs, and Americana folk. The series airs on PBS. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Breaking news, Steve. musician Sam Smith has chosen a gender.
Singer Sam Smith has said goodbye to the he pronoun and prefers to be addressed by the they, them pronouns after coming out as non-binary in what the pop star called a lifetime of being at war with my gender. The English singer posted the news via Twitter. In the thread, Smith said, "I've decided to embrace myself for who I am inside and out," adding, "I understand there will be many mistakes and misgendering, but all I ask is you please try." The announcement was met with thousands of supportive as well as dismissive comments, wondering about Smith's need to declare pronouns, an increasingly common practice within the LGBTQ community. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Henceforth, you may address me as Your Majesty, Ned. Of my gender neutral.
Dream on. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for the info.
All right.
30 years ago on this night, it debuted the sitcom The California Raisin Show.
What?
Remember the cartoon raisins? It had the little ad.
Oh, the raisins.
Commercial.
Yeah.
And then somebody thought, let's make it a sitcom. Well, it made it for 13 episodes.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before they dumped it. It was on CBS.
Yikes.
The first episode was titled The Apple, Raisin Style. I think they went to, the plot was the California Raisins go to New York for a gig, and at some point they hook up with their mom.
Oh, the mom raisin.
Yeah. So there's your...
And then they have raisinettes, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
30 years ago on this night. I guess it did not become a big hit for CBS. 13 episodes.
How wonderful.
The California Raisin Show. Yeah. Hey, let's finish up with some comedy from last week tonight with John Oliver.
To the latest Democratic candidate debate, where Joe Biden, in responding to a question about the legacy of American slavery, said this.
We bring social workers into homes of parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words.
Oh, that is Joe Biden saying television, then replacing it with record player, and then just barely stopping himself from saying phonograph. And let's all remember that very funny moment when Biden inevitably sends a concession telegram to Trump next November.
Wow. All right.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. You can find their company motto in Proverbs 28:6.
Yes.
Better is a poor man that walks in integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways.
Absolutely.
Hey, they are fantastic folks, and they're good at what they do. If you have an appliance that is in trouble, this is who you call. Give Terry a ring, and she'll get you set up for an appointment at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Big business meeting for women in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is going to tell us all about it. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSN.
We the people are guaranteed
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.